Welcome to the Sensory Project Show with Rachel and Jessica. We're here to share all things sensory, occupational therapy, parenting, self-care, and overall health and wellness from a therapist's perspective, providing raw, honest, fun ideas and strategies for parents and families to implement into daily life. Thank you so much for joining us.
Really quick, we needed to let you know that we just launched our brand new crash course. It's the Primitive Reflex Crash Course. In this course, we teach you all about the different primitive reflexes that we, as occupational therapy assistants, work with. We also teach you how to test for these reflexes. We teach you the typical exercises for these reflexes. And then we really dive into how you can incorporate different movements and activities into your child's day to also work on these reflexes. You can find the link to the course in the show notes of this episode, as well as on our Instagram at The Sensory Project Show.
Hey guys, welcome to The Sensory Project Show. And I'm Rachel.
And I'm Jessica.
Just in case you didn't know.
And if you're a new listener, we are so excited that you have found us and you are listening to us. And we hope that you find what you're looking for.
So today on the podcast, we are interviewing one of the founders of Brain Harmony, and she's also an occupational therapist, and we got to talk about what she's doing, why she's doing it, and all the dirty details about what goes into it.
She gave us a lot of information, so get ready for maybe needing to listen to the episode again, because there's a lot in here, and make sure you check out the show notes afterwards.
I was just going to say, everything will be linked there. She threw out a lot of really cool companies that she works with, a lot of companies that we're familiar with that we will link here in the show notes for you.
All right, enjoy.
Okay, but before we jump in, we do have five secret questions just to help our listeners get to know you on more of a personal basis, because we feel that, you know, in OT, that's important for everyone to kind of get to know our interviewees. So the first one is, what does your evening routine look like?
So my evening routine looks like I like to finish with my last call. It's usually about 5 o'clock, and then my dog and I, since we're all home with the COVID-19, the dog and I get on his little leash, and we go for a run or a walk, depending upon how stressful my day was. I also use this cute little tool. It's called the Alpha Stim, and sometimes when I'm trying to decompress from my day, I'll put my ear clips on, put it in my pocket, and go on my dog walk, and all of those pieces work together really well.
Very cool.
Okay, the next one is, do you prefer the mountains or the beach?
I live at the beach and love to vacation in the mountains.
Oh, so best of both worlds.
Yes. So we live at the beach now, and all the beaches are closed right now. So we're getting all of our exercise through finding little, you know, public boat launches where we can get our kayaks in and get some space from others, but still get a good physical outlet and get embrace all of our senses as much as we can, and really taking time to do that. So we're still having a wonderful time, even though the beaches are closed, but do love to vacation in the mountains, like the Highlands area in North Carolina. That's just, it's just beautiful in the Smoky Mountains, and it's not too far.
Oh, good.
Wonderful. What is your go-to dessert?
Go-to dessert. The truth is,
she's not a dessert person.
Just happy because it's the first thing that I thought of in my mind is this little container of vanilla icing that I like to put on like gluten-free muffins and all the things I'm supposed to cook for everybody and have them feel good and eat. But the icing, I just haven't found like a coconut icing or based icing that has the texture like the Pillsbury one. So I have just one little spoon. Does it for me.
Just the icing.
I like it. I always like putting icing on Ritz crackers.
Look at that. Healthy and sweet. I wouldn't have thought about it.
The next question is, what is one quote that you live by?
A quote that I live by is that in God, all things are possible. And I absolutely think that there is impossible. And sometimes when we come from like that OT or a mom perspective, when we've been given a set of diagnoses or deficits or a diagnosis that puts a ceiling on something, sometimes people can get into a rut and think that that's only it. Or, for example, there's an opening, a window of speech development, and when that window closes, oh, you're all done. You've really missed that opportunity. Well, that would be another like boundary that has been put on speech development. And even as an OT, I bust through that all the time. So absolutely nothing is impossible. They can give you diagnoses, but that's not the ceiling to where you're going to. So we bust through all kinds of things all day long.
I like that.
Okay, last question, which is our favorite. What is your sensory quirk?
I do like to move. I'm just a mover. I sit and I stand for my podcast recording, so I have a screen that allows for me to walk around, which is good.
That's so cool.
And whenever I get stressed, I want to fix it. I want to control it so I can fix the outcome. So I have learned that if I can just get in and start physically doing something to move, to start getting me into my next phase, then I'm off and going, and I'm going in a nice sequential manner. It's just sometimes I've got to get that movement piece timed and layered in at the right time.
Perfect.
Interesting. Okay. All right. So now that everyone knows all of your deepest, darkest secrets, can you tell us who you are?
Yes, my name is Carol Garner Houston. I'm an occupational therapist, and I've been so for 23 years. And I present the company Brain with my sister and partner, and she's the hospital administration side, and I am the clinical side. So over 23 years, I've practiced in all the different facets of OT, inpatient, outpatient, PhysDiz. I've done my psych rotations and spent a lot of time in the psychiatric unit helping people transition back into regular life. Worked in geriatric and administration. And then from that, I've pulled all of the most powerful resources, modalities, practices, and pulled them in for our clients now. And we are a group of occupational therapists and CODAs and OT assistants, and we deliver these fantastic protocols in the privacy of our clinic's home, our client's home. We ship them to their home, we help them open the box, and we start setting up a wonderful therapy routine. We help them change the environment in their home to be more therapeutic, like they would be getting in the therapy clinic. And we put the focus on the caregiver, and we begin to train the caregiver, like we would a therapist, to start delivering these modalities and start changing the brain and neurological system in their home. And we've just been having a fantastic time helping thousands of people across the country. And really, this is light speed as far as goal achievement and outcomes.
So how did you guys come up with the idea for Brain Harmony?
Well, I was working in all the different facets of OT, like I mentioned, and then I reached the ceiling at a job that I was at, and there really wasn't more advancement for me. So and with that, I had just been introduced to my first neuroplastic tool that had made the amazing changes that I was seeing in front of me, and I knew that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to keep finding the most powerful tools and provide that for the person so they can have access to the most powerful outcomes, whatever it was out there. So when I started my own company, I chose to put the business model around outcomes, whatever that would be. Mm-hmm. So of course I opened up a clinic like we were all, you know, trained in and worked in. I thought that was the structure that I needed to be in. So I had a big therapy clinic, and we had a couple of therapists and a building caseload which was great. But it was the large therapy clinic model, mm-hmm. which required a certain amount of my energy to be spent on keeping that this funnel of clients coming in and the therapist and the rotation, and the overhead was very high, and it was just getting me farther and farther away from the outcomes, and that was frustrating. So we cut the overhead and decided to just go then and provide therapy into the home. So we were providing one-on-one therapy in the homes, which we could get and do much more teaching and coaching with mom and dad. We could do much more hands-on teaching and therapy with the modalities we were using. And we were changing the brain. We were teaching them how to use the modalities. We could also then lease and rent some of these tools so that when we would leave their home, they could keep on going. And that's where the change really started to compound. It wasn't only just this one modality or one protocol, one reflex integration course that I took, right? It was layering in all these pieces to fit the customized needs of the individual and deliver them in a way where they could get more input, because that would make the changes more quickly for the brain and neurological system. And I brought Laura in one day to travel behind me as I went through a group of families that I had been helping. And they just went on and on about the outcomes. And she joined the company at that time. By the end of that day, we did all of our home visits. She says, okay, I'm ready. And she was more of our distribution protocol. Once we knew we had all these powerful tools, how do we get them out to people? How do we give them access to these tools? So first we tried brick and mortar, and we had to help everyone. So we had to open up more brick and mortars wherever everyone was needed. Well, again, that wasn't very sustainable. Bringing it into the home, shipping the modalities, and training the caregivers has really been that change that has contributed to the significant outcomes we're seeing.
And what's so cool about that is you can work with clients across the world, essentially.
Yes, absolutely. Been fantastic. So now we're a worldwide company. We service clients overseas. And absolutely, we just ship them the tools, and with the internet and the telephone and the WhatsApp, we just connect under any circumstances to continue to get the education. There's a lot more science training with it. They get to learn a lot more about the science behind what we're doing, which has really been remarkable as far as compliance. Mm-hmm. I've heard y'all chat about it on some of your podcasts in the past, you know, and the compliance is a big piece of it. When they understand why they're doing it, then of course they want to do it. When you couple that, you can do this activity because it's working on bilateral coordination, and now that's why your child can swim with alternating hands while swimming in the pool, right? When you make that functional connection and explain it more to parents, they're more motivated to follow through, and then you get more input, and then you get more outcomes.
Absolutely.
So you're talking about modalities. You have some modalities that you'll ship, that you'll rent, that you'll lease.
Yes.
Can you share what some of your favorite modalities are that have helped you guys?
Absolutely. So the first tool that I officially became a neuroplastician, I took a continuing education course as an OT, and I took it with integrated listening systems. Mm. And I took their first course, and I said, oh, this is just so fascinating. I can't, you know, if this could do half of what it says it could do, well, then I'm in, right? So I started using the tool with the first child, and I put the headphones on. And after about 45 minutes, I'm watching, I'm looking, I'm using my sensory goggles, I'm observing, and I just see, I'm like, that child is more grounded. Wait a minute, when that child looked at me, they weren't just looking past me or through me, they were connecting with me. And the way that he had a coordinated gait on his way out of the door, I just looked and said, that the next person comes in, I'm like, here you go.
Right away.
And headphones for you. And it just went like that. Mm-hmm. And so every person who came in with that focus unit, it was the integrated listening system's mm-hmm. focus. I wanted to have the best equipment. I wanted to have the highest level of education. So I ate everything up that they would give me mm-hmm. to the point where I did my advanced training, and I went out to Denver and met with the owners and the creator, Dr. Minson, and his wife. And we just had the best time just growing and glowing together and really coming together and sharing and growing these outcomes even more. It was really just a game changer right there. We've been changing IQ points with that tool. We walk friends out of dyslexia diagnoses. We can really begin to organize the central nervous system and that sensory processing piece. Once you layer in a tool like this with your regular therapy that you're doing, it really is an accelerator to development. Mm-hmm. So that's a beautiful tool. That is my favorite. It is here, right here with me. It is charging so that I always have access to it. I did sensory motor 23 as my lucky listening session that I do before all my podcasts. Okay. Just because it gives, you know, my brain some nice, wonderful input to all parts of the brain. It can soothe and be very calming with this bone conduction, subtle mm-hmm. vibration. So it will regulate my vagus nerve while I prepare for these interviews. That's important because with all the tools that we use, we go in to soothe the autonomic nervous system first. And this is a fantastic, portable, lightweight tool that helps us start to do that. We have that tool. I also have this other wonderful tool. It's called the Safe and Sound Protocol. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you haven't heard of it, oh good, you're shaking your head for sure. Developed by Dr. Porges, and it's all about vagal regulation. Mm-hmm. So of course, it's one of those tools that we use first in our programs because, again, in order to grow and glow and build those higher cognitive skills, we really need to soothe and help the individual feel safe, right? There's the sensory system can distort perceptions, forcing people into a consistent fight or flight response all the time. And so right as we're going in as OTs, we're going in there to soothe and organize. So starting with something like the Safe and Sound Protocol first to speak to that autonomic nervous system and get a settling on a level that's very different from trying, you know, to cognitively train someone to do their deep breathing. It goes in and starts to move things around on a deeper level, giving the individual more neurological organization, more access, though, to that brain-body connection. Once we move them through that type of protocol, only then can, according to Dr. Porges with the polyvagal theory, only when you calm and soothe the autonomic nervous system can you access the social portal of human engagement. That's where your words are. That's where your intimacy is. That's where your laughter and your joy is. But when you're fighting through the sensory field and it's all disorganized and you're working so hard just to keep your heart rate down and sit in the chair so you can pay attention, right? All of these other pieces get lost. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to build sequentially. And by doing this first, we really can make a huge trajectory as we then later begin to train those higher cognitive areas. So Safe and Sound Protocol is a beauty. Also, like I mentioned, the Alpha Stim. The Alpha Stim is approved by the FDA. You can use it with children and adults. It provides these little electrodes that you clip on your ears. You can put it in your pocket, and it provides the alpha waves in the brain, which combat anxiety, insomnia, and depression. So when you think about the use of this tool, right, with our sensory friends, absolutely. When I first was introduced to this tool, I brought it into the clinic setting, mainly for the caregivers, right? We were doing all this amazing work with the kids and getting them all organized, and our poor parents were, you know, they were so disorganized for carrying the issues of so many of the family members. So originally got the Alpha Stim for them, and they put it on, and they just start to decompress, and you can see it. Their cheeks get a little pink, and they begin to have a deep breath, and it's just amazing what you can do with a little tool like that, that then again begins to foster communication and deeper level of understanding. Everybody feels soothed and is better and then can walk out on their day. So those are some beautiful modalities. As well as, though, you can't really talk about any of the modalities without some of those protocols, those manual protocols that we know so well. And of course, my favorite for those is Svetlana Muskatova with her reflex MNRI, reflex integration protocols. I'm not a core therapist. therapist, though, right? Like, nothing can compare with you having access to, you know, hands-on therapy with a core MNRI specialist or going to Orlando to get some of that work done. But again, you know, not all of us have access to that. And sometimes parents, because of that, they would never even start into the reflex integration chapter. And you and I both know that's just, it's a major piece of development. I mean, here's a picture right here of the Pyramid of Learning, which I find so helpful. It's on our website, brainharmony.com, but it's also laminated because I laminate everything I love. And I love my Pyramid of Learning, so we talk about it with parents. We show it. It's a very clear visual description of how we organize the central nervous system from a bottom up approach. Mm-hmm. So parents are usually coming in looking for skills up here, academic performance, behavior, higher cognitive center regulation. But we've got to get through here, right? We've mm-hmm. got to organize that sensory system, the very base of the central nervous system. You start working up here, ocular motor control. Absolutely. You can't work on attention without making sure that they can't do their functional eye movements that allow for them to attend either to a reading document or a person or a flying ball. So, but also what's in there, right? Reflex maturity. You've got to go through all of this. If you're looking for these skills and the way you're looking for them, if you understand the bottom approach and then the most progressive tools that we use, this is really this is just like moving in light speed for rehabilitation.
That is awesome. We love that visual too. We have one that's similar. We have one that's a tree, and so you have to have the strong roots before you can have all the beautiful leaves at the top.
Absolutely. Yes. I love it. It's a great analogy, really helpful mm-hmm. for parents to see, you know, wait, why are we doing this piece mm-hmm. right now? Well, we're doing it in order. We've got to really get that base of the central nervous system. And your website is just such a fantastic resource for all of those pieces. And getting that nice sensory diet and a routine and a schedule in there, your very practical suggestions and the tools that you have really can start a mom or a dad on that route in their home. And once you start on it, the information just gets easier and easier as you layer it in and your understanding comes on a deeper level.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's always been our goal, is to make it easy to understand so anyone can start with this information and be able to help their kiddos.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's all about. And I'm just so glad to be able to share this with our clients because and with your listeners, because right now what's amazing is we are still, our schedules are very booked because we're servicing clients in their home mm-hmm. and they're all home. So we have a very full schedule, and we would have thought with the COVID-19 that maybe some people wouldn't be able to keep up with their routine, or maybe with the economic changes that there might be some people having to fall out of our for right. But that's not what's happening. This is the people who have these tools are so happy that they have them and they're leaning on them every day. Mm-hmm. So when they lean on them, they're OT session. So it's like getting an OT session 7 days a week, and they're doing it because why not? They have the availability to do so. And because they're getting more input, they're just having amazing gains, and they're actually gonna come out of the stay at home order with more neurological organization than when they went in. That is absolutely mind-blowing for some friends to even contemplate, but it's what we're doing, and we're just so glad to be able to let people know that we are here. You don't have to go anywhere. We can ship it to you. In the state of Florida, also, we have this thing called the Garner Scholarship, and it's connected with Step Up for Students, and it allows for you to if you are homeschooled or a private school, you can have $10,000 a school year to help you pay for therapies and certain modalities. So if you're in the state of Florida and you have that, it pays for our sessions, it pays for our modalities. It's all approved by the parent, and then the payment goes to us. So it's just, there's options out there for sure that parents just might not think that they're, that what's available. And really, it's really quite fantastic. So it's a good time to reach out and start exploring.
So I'm super curious, what a session looks like for a client that you're working with.
So that's interesting you asked, because I listened to your podcast, the bonus one about telemedicine, right?
Yeah.
So of course I listened to that one, because that's what we're all figuring out. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if our friends can't come to the clinic, let's move into telemedicine. And so with our last brick and mortar that was open was in Niceville, Florida. And that was 90% TRICARE payments. And so that's the military payments. And they were the first ones who said, hey, we're going to approve telemedicine starting April 1st. Here are the requirements. So we took some courses and we got all up there. And since we've already been working in the home since 2014, we figured this would be just an easy transition for us. But what we found was that our program has a little bit of a shift that we're trying how to figure out to deliver it in a, quote, telemedicine billable platform. So I heard on your podcast, and you were giving the recommendations on how to set up a clinic and how to make sure that you, or set up a session and to communicate to the parents that it's not going to be just like the one in the clinic, right? There's going to be, we're going to teach you as much as possible, we're going to move as much, but we're going to be giving you handouts and videos so you can continue this in your home. There is a little bit of a shift, and that's what we're finding as well. The shift that we do, where we go with our training, is we train the caregiver. So where the telemedicine wants you to bill for the hours when you're on the screen working with a child, that is very helpful, and I can do that for a period of time. But then after, so much of what I'm doing is communicating and educating the caregiver or the parent or the sibling or the just someone who's helping to continue with this process. Mm-hmm. It's a little different than that dynamic of a 45-minute therapy session with a child on the screen, and I have a ball and you have a ball and I'm teaching you how to do it. Yeah. So that is smaller pieces of what we do. Instead, the larger piece is we train that caregiver, and the caregiver and the individual are following through with this in their home.
How long is your program? So when you start working with a client, is there a start and a finish, or is it just you start and then you just go for it? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, some people come to us and they graduate, after just about 1 week. So it's ridiculous because of some of these accelerants that are layered in. Like, for example, it just happens to be what's behind me. It's this quote from this little girl, and she came to the therapy clinic, and I did the full evaluation, and I'm starting her on my reflex integration, my sensory integration. I'm starting her through my process. But I added this tool, also developed by Integrated Listening System. It's called the Dream Pad. And so it uses the bone conduction from the focus, the science from there, and it uses sound frequencies. But specifically, these sound frequencies have been configured to impact the parasympathetic nervous system, rest, and digestion. And it does it through vibration. And so when the individual is sleeping, or maybe they are not a willing participant yet, and they fall asleep, you can lift their head up and put the pillow under there with a little timer, and they can get passive organizing input to the central nervous system while they're sleeping. So they get a better quality of sleep, and they're getting access, like I mentioned, to the parasympathetic nervous system. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of fight or flight. So many of our sensory friends are in that state. And so we come with a tool like this one that uses the bone conduction that speaks every time that bone conduction, it speaks to the vestibular apparatus inside our inner ear. And so after using this pillow nightly for a week, she came back the next session. She was no longer just hugging on to mom in that, like that little papoose, just cling on to. She was so concerned about that feeling of where she was in space. She didn't know where she was in space, and just there was this just noxious feeling all the time. She was very clingy, very whiny. She didn't want to be put down, very resistant to coming in for me to do much about anything. But on that next session, She was so calm and soothed and able to follow instructions. So I gave them a home program. They went home and they called back several weeks later to say that they had achieved the goals that they were looking for. She's sleeping well. Actually, her elimination, right? Her bowel movements were better. That's a part of that parasympathetic nervous system. And it soothes her system and that irritation that she was having. And with a very grounded vestibular system, all those other pieces just started to layer in. So for her, it was really short. But for most friends, they come in. Some friends just come in for the SSP, that safe and sound experience. So they come in and we do that over 5 or 10 days. And then we have a follow-up phone call about a week later to help them process and continue to look for inch stones of development and how to get more. But then most friends move from there into the focus unit, and that's more of a longer listening program, maybe over a month or two. But it's completely worth it. You can listen 4 to 5 times a week, and you can change the connections in the brain. First, there's the sensory motor folder where you can build that brain-body connection, really get that sensory system organized. There's other folders that have the speech and language bandwidths in them, which is amazing. So you have a friend who is behind in speech and language development. We're OTs, right? What am I going to do with the speech and language? We're going to give the base of the central nervous system, the base from which all the speech and language is dependent upon. We're going to organize that and watch how the speech explodes. So as I mentioned in that process, you get to the speech and language part of the brain. So for a little bitty friend who's 2 years of age, he's withholding his speech. He might try a few words with you, but then he withdraws and goes back in, and he's not really building vocabulary or longer use of sentences. Then there's kind of like that behavioral piece, all that comes with of not being able to express yourself and communicate. But for him, we modified his program significantly, got him access to the speech and language bandwidth of the brain. And then when you're on your phone call with him, oh my goodness, you're not going to believe it. He's saying this word and this word and this word. And now he's talking in complete sentences. And that's what it becomes. The phone calls end up, the parent ends up reporting to us, this is what's happening. This is what's organizing. This is what I can see. And it makes me think even further. Remember the podcast you had about what's sensory and what's behavior? This is exactly where that moment where things, when things start to organize and come together, you can see that the sensory, what was like grounding, and that looks more sensory, and the sensory system is coming together in all areas, and it looks like there's a little bit left of behavior. It becomes very easy to distinguish it, making it very easy and helpful for the parent or the caregiver to follow through with the appropriate follow through, right? Because if it's more behavior, you're going to raise the bar and give an expectation and a follow through. But if it's neurologically based, you're going to find an option. You're going to give options for them to be successful in helping to get themselves together to communicate, move to the next step. Mm-hmm. So all of those types of things come through with these types of listening protocols. And just very exciting stuff to do these days. We took all of the major ones, and we're always looking for more, right? So even when our clients call us from all over the world, many of them do the functional medicine route paired with our type of therapy, which seems to be a very productive way to get healing to the human system, right? On a cellular, at the gut level. I've heard y'all talk about food and how it impacts, right? So the same kind of thing. They want to heal the gut, the immune system, really looking at decreasing the inflammation that is a thread for so many of our friends. Mm-hmm. You layer that type of organization for the system with these neurological retraining tools, and we're really walking friends out of diagnostic codes, which is one of my favorite things to do, and as well as to build self-confidence. It's one of my favorite things to do, mainly because I understand now that self-confidence comes from neurological organization. Mm-hmm. You can't really, you know, convince someone to be confident in themselves. It comes when their brain, when they think of something and they think of what they want to do and then get their brain and body to follow through with it, and then they were successful. Absolutely. Then they're going to have confidence to try again. And then they're going to have confidence to try a little again, but a little bit differently, a little bit harder. And so that's where the growth comes from. And it's one of my favorite things to help develop for a friend.
Yes, I love that mention of self-confidence, because that's huge.
Mm-hmm. It really is. So, and that gives you that, you know, just desire that you can work and build and strengthen. And then if you try again and you can't do it, just try it again. Mm-hmm. And we're going to work and strengthen and build. And it will all build on itself.
Yes.
I love it.
You could feel the passion in your voice. It's so wonderful.
Well, it's the outcomes, really.
When you get these
moms on the phone and they're telling you all about what's happening for their child, it really makes it easy to come to work. It makes it a lot more fun.
Yes.
Like here are some just great, great quotes just from last week that I printed out because I knew I'd be talking to you all today. So here we have an adult friend, and he lives with his mom, and he has Down syndrome and some limited gross motor skills and a lot of sensory issues and limited language. So, you know, this mom's been a hard worker. She's been around a while trying a bunch of different therapies, but it wasn't until she started doing this one in the home, and she was in it a several weeks right before the COVID-19 started. So he had lots of gross motor issues, always clumsy and awkward, always poor eye-hand coordination, bumping into people, poor posture, difficulty learning new motor tasks, difficulty catching things, right? Well, he loved to ski. And so they had been doing all these modifications of him and the person going down. Well, after he started doing these this program, she starts freaking out on me on her phone call. And she says she's just so grateful. We're in a calming and peaceful place. He worded yes on his letterboard when she asked him if he thought the program was helping him. The other morning, he managed to carry a bowl from the table and come to the table, pull out the chair with the other hand, balance both hands, and sit down in the chair without spilling the bowl. And the mom was just so super thrilled. And that she sent me a video of him going down the mountain now. Why? Because he has more vestibular organization in there. He knows where he is on that. He has a little more visual perceptual skills as well. So he can perceive the depth and the mobile, so he can go around and change his body to that. So here she is, Sam had his best day of skiing ever. He used to be scared with the steepness and the slopes. Now he was jumping up and down in his ski boots because he could. He really loves it. And now he's able to move down with confidence. So it's those types of pieces that get me excited to teach the next mom to hear, just try this piece. Really, these reflex integration protocols, it's a goofy position. You might feel like you're not doing anything at first, but get some essential oils out here and just start using this. And we'll talk about it on our next phone call. I'll help you problem solve with it. And they just start layering these tools in and watching the functional change happen for their child. It just makes it really fun to come to work.
Yes.
So cool. I love it.
What would you say is the biggest challenge with what you do?
The biggest challenge is trying to explain just enough science for them to see that what we're doing is not just the minimal amount of therapy, that the science that's out there and the way we are layering these tools in with the most progressive protocols, giving them just enough science to where they know it can do what they want it to do. And that's just the piece right there, without, you know, just overwhelming them with too much information. Mm-hmm. Just letting them know that there is so much more that can happen. Whatever diagnoses you have, whatever you think, right, whatever maximum medical they've given you, we can can bust through just about anything. The brain will change depending upon the input it is given, and we have the most powerful tools in the world to make those changes. So that's the hardest part of my day. But then, so that's that first phone call where we review medical info, and I'm just helping them set up the tool and getting them excited about using it. But once they start using it, then it's very easy and fun. Then when we get on the phone calls, they're pretty much saying, okay, we were able to do that. What's next? Where are we going next? I can't wait to see. Mm-hmm. So that makes it very fun. But that initial education piece, there's a little that's required, but we try to make it as much fun. And we have lots of video testimonies, for examples, where we get the moms and the dads on and they tell you their story. So hopefully it can reach those moms who are maybe on the fence.
Yeah. So do you have a lot of families who, you know, do that initial call to give them the information and they feel overwhelmed?
Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we give them lots of information, but we let that, we say, listen, you know, you can call us back. We can have consultations with my business partner. Some people get on my schedule and just want to talk and process it more a little bit through and have me lay out for them in even more detail of like, okay, this is the therapy. This is where, okay, you have this amount of money. This is where I put your focus right now, because we've really got to get into that central nervous system. Let's do this first. And then when we finish that, we can layer in this modality. That'll help for your budget. That'll help for the impact on the neurological system. And we just kind of layer it in as needed.
So just one step at a time.
One step at a time. But then, of course, we have friends who are all at one time and they want everything. So we just start layering it in one thing at a time. Okay. But they end up having a very robust therapy protocol, because we give them the written documents, we have videos that we attach, we have these video conferences, we have phone calls, just any way that we can give them access to the outcomes is where we put our priority.
Awesome. Wonderful. So going along with that, what's next for Brain Harmony, and what's coming?
Well, so we've trained, we're keeping our, we had one therapist in the clinic, full-time therapist in the clinic left, and we've been able to successfully transition her into the home program. So that is very exciting. And with that, we have a growing number of therapists so we can service more friends. Mm-hmm. And when we service more friends, we're pulling in more modalities. So the most recent one we've pulled in that's new is the QRI, quantum reflex integration. So Bonnie has her cold laser therapy that uses like acupressure points on the reflex integration exercises. She did lots of studying with the MNRI, Svetlana. So that, of course, is a beautiful explanation. Not only is it a beautiful tool, and we layer that in when it's appropriate, but it's a tool that really is. That is an exciting, very creative use of the most powerful tools out there, where she's now has layering in multiple protocols, getting it into a deeper level. We heard from a client that they were using it. So, of course, we wanted to use it, and we liked what it was doing with our clients. So then we got training with that one, and we've been having fun with them ever since, helping them, helping to train friends use their laser through the video. So that's a new tool, and we're always looking for other tools. Like, for example, there's a physician who has created the Apollo, and it uses some vibration that you can wear around your wrist. And so if it can do what bone conduction and sound frequencies are doing with my other tool, and it can help as like a maintenance tool to layer in a bracelet like that with your weighted vest, for example, something that is sleek and smooth and it looks good and feels good, but gives that input. Those are beautiful tools that we're always looking for, layering them in, and then extending and giving our clients access to them.
You know, it made me think of one of our recent interviews with HeartMath, the HeartMath Institute.
Yes, I saw his as well. It's the same kind of thing. When I heard his, I wrote down HeartMath.
I'm like, yes, I feel like that would go right along with what you're doing.
And then when I learn it, then I then relay it to our clients and friends, and then they have access to the tool. So again, just so thankful that you've included all of those people that you have included, because it gives me access to it. than my clients, and then you're giving your clients access to us, and together our friends are all moving forward and just looking for outcomes.
Yeah, well, and that's the goal, right? So helping people lead healthy, successful lives, collaborating with anyone who can be helpful.
Yes, yes, super fun times. We're in the information exchange age, mm-hmm. so it's moving so quickly. So literally, I mean, I think I turned my screen here. I've got a dry erase board, because I know you like dry erase boards. And I have one right behind that thing, and that's where I write down, like when I'm on the phone with someone, they tell me about something new, I'm like, shh. Yes. I just start writing them down, because really, it's so exciting. Mm-hmm. Going to, you know, the old-fashioned view of just being, you know, in a large health system for a brick-and-mortar, you know, revolving door for a therapy is just, you know, if you found you're in that space, it's just not, you know, stay in that space. There's so much more out there.
Yes,
there is. I think that's so powerful to be able to share our message with everyone. And I mean, we can't, as practitioners, it's hard to stay up on the latest research, yes. and what everyone is, yes. doing and what should I be doing.
Yes.
And we're a community of occupational therapists, you know, yes. it's a team effort. So I think that's the beauty in what we're all able to do.
Absolutely. And these tools are giving such a good base. It's allowing, one of my favorite things, it's allowing people to get more therapeutic benefit from their other therapies. So if I'm giving, you know, if we're organizing the central nervous system and your sensory system, but you want to talk about some of the trauma with your psychiatrist, right? And y'all been doing this for a while. You've been doing, you know, strategies and coping mechanisms, but it just feels like there's something under the surface. You walk through the safe and sound protocol, and then you're talking to your counselor for trauma. It's one of the most beautiful things we can do. This, where these families, I've never been able to access the words, or I hadn't thought about that in a while. And now that you've brought it to my attention, understanding through how the vagus nerve works, because I've experienced it with my own body. I've watched the outcomes, has the vagal regulation on my child, watching them sleep better, being able to sit for longer periods of time, how that begins to improve really does allow for them to have better access to any biofeedback tools that they might be using, right? That's a higher cognitive skill. You've got to have an intact central nervous system and work through our protocols. Then when you go do something like that, you're going to have even more of an impact. Or things like the interactive metronome that some people can mm-hmm. do at their clinics. They're really getting excited about those things. You will get more of an impact from them, from your speech and language pathologist, if you can get the central nervous system organized in a particular fashion and get that base really set.
Yes. It's all about working from the bottom up.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what is one piece of advice that you could give to our listeners?
Do not settle for any kind of diagnoses that puts a limit on what you can do. Just don't even do it. Anything is possible. I take it as a personal dare. If someone says that they haven't spoken by a certain age, or they can't read, or they're unable to do something, they've never been able to do that, I always help the caregiver turn in and say they haven't been able to do that yet. And then they start laughing. They're like, yes, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly right, because it's coming. They may not be able to do that right now, but we're on our way. Anything like an ADHD diagnosis, we can organize the system. We can integrate their reflexes. We can work on their visual perceptual system. We can then layer in these beautiful tools, lay the matrix in the mind. And then you see if they walk out of that attention diagnosis, if they can filter out what they don't need and focus on what they can. We have walked friends on the spectrum, you know, you can be severely on the spectrum, but then maybe once you get an organized system, are you just, you know, kind of like on the autism spectrum? Are you kind of Asperger-y? That's a significant difference, walking yes. from severely on the spectrum, where, you know, the caregivers are planning and thinking about long-term care for this individual to be dependent upon them the rest of their lives, And then walking that individual to more of someone who is functional, they have some irregularities, some idiosyncrasies. Those idiosyncrasies, you know, make us all unique individuals, but they're more functional. Mm-hmm. When you're more functional, you can test on standardized assessments. You can test on standardized assessments and you can go to a higher education and you have more education options. So that's the advice is don't put a limit on anything, just based upon the input that it's given. Mm-hmm. So we give it the best in the world and it is just a blast to come and do this type of therapy.
Yes. Wonderful. I love that. All things are possible.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Do you have any questions for us?
Let's see. What kind of do y'all do the reflex integration work? I know I've seen it on there mentioned. Have you heard of any like the Focus or the SSP or the Alpha Stim before? Have y'all heard of any of those?
Briefly.
Yes. So a clinic that we worked at in the past had access to integrated listening and it. We were CODAs. We didn't have the initial training. It was just, this is available. You can use it.
Here's the workbook.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. But you didn't really get to love it, embrace it.
We didn't get to, yes.
Really try it with a bunch. And so yes. It's interesting that you say that because that's what happens is sometimes the tool, this most powerful tool can sit on a shelf and like, you know, it hurts my feelings. I mean, to know that this beautiful tool
yes.
can be changing the trajectory of how people are feeling. I mean, like, look at this mom and her when she's on the phone saying she's doing her listening too. She's having a lighter attitude. It's easier to have humor in situations. I'm less anxious and overall more well-balanced. So she's able to care and set up things better for her child. Then the child has access to the tool. They feel better and are functioning better. And that's how everything just keeps moving forward. So it's interesting that you say that. So my advice to y'all would be just take those advantages. You can take a tool like that and you're using it once a week or once a month, but use it every day. And we're walking. It's just there's so much potential there. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping yes. that y'all get to embrace more and more of these tools because it's really a blast. I'm actually going to send you a gift. I'm going to send you a dream pad.
Oh, so you guys you're are so me kind. On,
and that way you guys can start to understand the science with the bone conduction
yeah.
and accessing the parasympathetic nervous system. So y'all have super fun
oh.
with that.
Oh, thank you so much.
You know, I do want to share something. I did have my brother do the Safe and Sound protocol. And
awesome.
Just the 5-day protocol, right?
Okay.
And because he had mentioned to me, you know, he was very anxious, very stressed out, almost like a Moro reflex where he
yes.
would startle so easily. And
yes.
he struggled getting through it. I'm not going to lie. The music was really hard for him to listen to. Mm-hmm. So I think he made it through about 4 days of the listening. And I was on the phone with him this past week. And he's like, you know, I've noticed myself not being so jumpy and someone will come into the room and I'm not like immediately turning and seeing who it is.
Sure.
Like I just feel
sure.
a little bit more relaxed. I'm like, I tried to tell you.
Yes, you tried to tell them about vagal regulation and how you can get that soothing and the calming. That's what we're talking about. You can do it with the sound frequencies. And with that protocol, thank you so much for bringing it up because it's not just the protocol by itself in by itself that makes it so beautiful. I can teach you some ways to use that SSP and to get a maximum benefit from it to where the layout is more comfortable because you're right. You know, if it's uncomfortable, even if it's just a little too much or overwhelming, we have modified them significantly. So for example, for most of our friends, we actually slow that protocol down to 30 minutes over 10 days.
Oh, wow.
Much more shorter bites, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more gradual introduction to the central nervous system. Super powerful, but gentle. So we mm-hmm. decrease the duration to decrease the intensity of what he was receiving. So you get the benefit, but it doesn't take as much transition for the individual to absorb the input. So by slowing down the input, it's much more gradual, but you still get the fantastic outcomes. We teach people to look for inch stones, and that that's exactly what he was doing. Mm-hmm. He was self-realizing that he realized that he's not so jumpy. With the SSP, we also see a greater engagement through the use of their eyes. So not just eye contact, because someone, you know, wants you to look at them because you asked them to or you gave them an external reward. It's communicating through the use of our eyes, a very human characteristic, a human trait, and that vagal regulation allows for an expression. So it is a fantastic protocol. So for him, I would suggest, you know, that if he, and we do booster rounds, you can get a deeper impact from that SSP by doing a booster round before sending it back, because you can't purchase the SSP. It's just an experience, and then you send it back. Mm-hmm. But you can do that booster round. You can slow down the input for him so it's much more jolly, and he feels the impact, but it doesn't have to be too much of 1 hour in a session.
Awesome. That's good to know.
Yeah,
there's lots of great things out there that we can modify and do to get the most from them.
Yes, yeah. Wonderful.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we finish the interview?
I'm going to be sending my clients to your website because really is such a great resource. You make things, the message that you're sending is accessible, and you've brought in these other therapies that are absolutely beautiful to be layering into families, especially right now. So I'm going to be sending out your information. And so that's essentially my last piece is thanks for having me. And
Thank you.
I think we're just going to keep helping more and more people with less suffering.
Absolutely. Yes. And we're going to link everything that you chatted about today in our show notes so people can get in touch with you guys as well. I'm sure that you'll have quite a few people reach out. I hope you have quite a few people reach out.
They usually do, and we have so much fun. And, you know, we're changing the trajectory for everyone, lessening the suffering, making it more accessible and more convenient and fun in the privacy of the home. So I'm just so thankful you gave this opportunity for moms and families to hear about us.
Yes, I'm glad you came. All right, well, thank you, Carol, and you have a great rest of your day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice talking with you.
You too.
Bye.
All right, you guys, I hope that you were able to gain some really good knowledge from this episode. There's a lot of different things that go into brain harmony. And so if you're interested in learning more, make sure you check out their website. Make sure you connect with Carol and everyone that she works with to learn more information if you're interested. And in the meantime, make sure you check out our show notes. All the links are on our blog.
I know that we're both really excited to try out that dream pad that she's going to share with us. How kind. So be sure to check out our YouTube channel for a product review on the dream pad.
Yes.
We're going to try it out and let you guys know our thoughts on it.
Awesome. And if you could do us a huge favor and leave us a review on iTunes, that really helps us get to more people and kind of bumps us up in iTunes so that more people can see us.
Absolutely. All right, you guys, thank you for listening, and we will see you. We will see you. We will chat with you next week.
Okay, bye.
We are so excited to work together to help create confident kids all over the world and work towards a happier, healthier life. Just a friendly reminder, this is general information related to occupational therapy, pediatrics, and sensory integration. We do not know you or your child, therefore we do not know any specific needs. Therefore, you should always refer back to your pediatrician and occupational therapist for more information.